At the heart of the Project Milwaukee series is the statistic showing Wisconsin as having the highest rate of African-American male incarceration in the country. Lake Effect essayist Stephen Brandl says understanding crime statistics is key to understanding crime.
True or false? From 1993 to 2013, there has been nearly a 50% increase in homicides in the city of Milwaukee. The answer is false. Actually, during those years, there's been a 35% decrease in homicides in the city, from 164 to 106. That decrease has been uneven but steady. Now, if you got the answer wrong, you're not alone. Most of my criminal justice students got the question wrong, too. One of the reasons why we so often believe that homicides are on the increase is because of all of the media attention paid to this issue. Homicides grab our attention. They capture our imagination, our morbid interests. The media reflects and perpetuates this phenomenon. We must be careful in drawing conclusions about homicides based on media portrayals of them. Here are a few facts about homicide in Milwaukee in particular. First, the media doesn't pay equal attention to all homicides. What happened at the Azana Spa and the Sikh Temple grabbed the headlines but are extremely uncommon. Like plane crashes, they are rare but horrific. Truth be told, most homicides involve a young African-American male offender and a young African-American male victim. Although these homicides are tragic too, most often they barely make a ripple in the news. Second, the overwhelming majority of homicides in Milwaukee are as a result of shootings and an argument. In recent years, guns were used in about three-quarters of Milwaukee's homicides. When a homicide doesn't involve a shooting, the media shows much more interest. Consider the recent case where the pregnant mother was killed for her unborn baby. Third, the media takes special notice when there are a lot of murders. For example, in the first 5 days of 2012, there were 5 homicides in the city. The media was all over it. From June through August of last year, there were 40 homicides in Milwaukee. Again, the media, the community, and politicians demanded answers. Not long ago, when there were 122 homicides in the city, the media went into a feeding frenzy. Time magazine wrote in an article, quote, "It's as if Milwaukee, Wisconsin had reverted to a state of lethal chaos," unquote. Why? Well, the previous year, there were only 88 homicides in the city. We must be aware that year-to-year comparisons in homicides are nearly completely meaningless. Multi-year trends are much more informative. Fourth, part of the reason for the year-to-year variation is that there are about 5 non-fatal shootings for every fatal one in Milwaukee. The difference between a homicide and a non-fatal shooting is often the aim of the shooter or the promptness of medical attention. Fifth, homicides in particular and predatory crime in general are not a random phenomenon. Homicides tend to occur, not always, but tend to occur in certain areas at certain times and involve victims and offenders who share certain characteristics and lifestyles. Finally, it is inaccurate to think that the police have complete control over homicides and other crimes for that matter. The police cannot control most of the things that give rise to most homicides and other crimes. As a result, the police should not receive all the credit when homicides go down, nor should they receive the blame when homicides go up. So the bottom line here is this. Don't draw conclusions about homicides based solely on media portrayals. After all, did you know that homicides in Milwaukee have gone down by 35% in the last 2 decades?
Lake Effect essayist Steve Brandl is a professor of criminal justice at UWM's Helen Bader School of Social Welfare. And while he's not a professor at the Helen Bader School of Social Welfare, he is the executive producer of Lake Effect, and he is sitting across from me now because we are into day one of our Spring into Action membership drive. Mitch Teich, welcome.
Thank you very much. This is day one. As you say, we are working towards a goal overall of $130,000, and when we reach that point, this drive will end. Let's talk about a more modest goal right now, and that is the goal during this hour of Lake Effect. We're looking for 900 $750 to sustain this program for another year, more on into the future. Call us now with your pledge of support, 414-227-3210, or visit the website wuwm.com/give and become a member in Milwaukee Public Radio or renew your membership.
Perhaps it's time to renew and you're thinking, okay, well, you know, Earth, it's the Earth Day drive and this might be something fun. And yes, we do have a very nice thank you gift. It is a stainless steel tumbler, a travel mug for tea or coffee or anything you'd like in your car or on the bus. And it is available to donors who contribute at least $52, or you could have a sustaining membership beginning at $5 a month. That's not too much.
Not too much at all. And you think about it, it will sustain you with the amount of caffeine you need to get through your day, and you'll be sustaining us to allow us to bring you another year's worth of Lake Effect.
It's
and
a full
all the
circle.
Other exactly, and all the other programs you listen to on this public radio station. Morning Edition, All Things Considered, A Prairie Home Companion, Car Talk, what have you. Call us now, 414-227-3210, or visit the website wuwm.com/give.
Thanks, Mitch. We'll be back in a little bit, but it is Denim Day tomorrow, and you may ask how that's different from most days. Well, we'll tell you all about it when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.